Live and direct from BJP Entertainment Studios in sunny Burbank, California, it's The Hey Lunell Show with the original bad girl of comedy, Lunell. On the music and the board is William Hanford Lee Jr. The show also features the lovely Maria Lee and DJ Arthur G. I'm her co-host Jack West, and today's episode features...
Allie Willis!
You stole my line.
And now here she is, Borat's babe, the baddest broad from the Bay, Lunell!
Yep. Say that 10 times fast, right?
Yeah, put those cookies away.
I hope that Allie likes his theme music, Bill.
I hope so, too.
Because, you know, I'm really excited about having her on.
She's awesome.
I can't even hardly contain myself.
She's... leaves me speechless. Her abilities.
People, let me just tell you. Well, first of all, let me ramble on for a little bit before I get into the meat of who Allie Willis is.
That's right.
Because I could talk about her for ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Now, first
How'd
of all...
How'd you meet her?
Oh, me and Allie? Okay, check it out. You know, guys, in the first episode that we had on, that you, if you've been following us, and I hope you have, you heard us interview Claude Brooks. The actor, the producer, the director, Claude Brooks.
C to the B.
Well, Claude Brooks had a birthday party, and it was really baller. Like, there was lots of people there, and open bar, which is my two favorite words in the world, and had great little finger foods and stuff, and it was actually a roast and stuff. And Allie was one of the guests at the party, and I zoomed in on her because she looks a little, you know, eccentric. She has her own flavor and style of, you know, clothing, wear, and haircut, and all that. And I like different and offbeat people, you know. And something in me just told me I had about four apple. No, what was I drinking that night?
Schnapps.
Right. Jaeger. No, I was
one
drinking,
of those.
I was drinking some stuff from the vastly open bar. And I went up to her and I was like, I don't know who you are, but I like you. You know, that's when that liquor kicks. You know, you start liking, loving everybody. And I went over to her and I started talking to her.
It doesn't work with me.
I don't know how, you know, I give you tips and you don't do them right.
That's
so
true,
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Ask Lunell. That's all I can say.
Send in a question.
But send in a question like every goddamn body else. So I went over and I started talking to her. And then later I find out that she's this big baller songwriter, you know, and Bill, of course, being a songwriting genius, I don't know anybody who's smarter than Bill except Allie Willis.
And
Allie's
written modest.
And she's written all these songs for Earth, Wind, and Fire, and she's written.
Oh, don't give too much away.
Okay,
hold
on.
Don't give too much away.
Listen, you guys, I just got to share with you out there in Podland, Bill and Maria have a little bakery in their kitchen. All right.
Keep them in business.
Now, I'm not saying that I'm a big fan of sweets, you know. Actually, I'm more of a chicken wing girl. But, right. And it always gets enhanced. You know, I have a medical condition for my eyes where, you know, I use the herbal treatment. And I tell you, when that herbal treatment wears off, there's nothing like having some of these snacks up in this oven.
We got it going on at BJP, baby.
We certainly
like the
do.
The treats and the sweets.
That's right. The treats and the sweets.
That's right.
So in any event, you know, I don't have too much to mumble on about. My love life still sucks. I'm about to write in a question and ask my own self a question.
There you go.
But I just don't know what to do. I think I'm over the hill. I think I've had it.
No.
I think I'm done with love.
You're only 41, right?
Right. So, I think I'm done though. No, but in Hollywood years, I'm 81.
Oh yeah, well, okay. Dog years.
And yeah, you age dog years out here in L.A.
That is
and
true.
So you
who
know,
cares what they think?
I'm thinking about going on like, what is that? J Love? J what is it? Where you find the rich Jews?
J
date. Go on J
date.
Yeah, I'll get one.
Not J date.
I can have one. I'd probably be a secret mistress though, but they wouldn't. You know, it's not a bunch of. Hasidic Jews walking around with their black lover hanging off their hand.
Oh, those guys that wear the cowboy hats and stuff with the big sideburns?
No, the ones with the jerry curls that are hanging down.
Yeah, jerry curl right. And the fedora.
That's right.
Those are the pimp Jews.
Those are gangsters.
I love it.
I want one of those fedoras.
Well, I can't
really
be with a Jewish, a real Orthodox Jewish man either because Friday I be having to go to the store and they don't drive.
That's right. And they eat kosher.
Yeah, well, I don't mind that so much.
No?
But no, I don't mind eating kosher, but I got to use the car. How am I going to get the kosher shit if I don't use the car? You're going to have me walking through Hollywood and lugging groceries. I'm not your bitch.
They're serious about this.
Just get down to Beverly Hills. They call it the Garden City. There's a Rosenblum on every corner.
Rosenblum! I like that, Jack. Go down to the Garden because there's a Rosenblum.
I love it.
Hey, I got to use that on some of my
friends.
That's
right.
I'm going to claim that as mine.
Would you
please? That's funny as shit.
We'll be back,
Jack,
with Allie Willis, y'all.
You're listening
to the Hey Lunell Radio Show podcast.
If you're listening
on her website, be sure to click on the subscribe button to sync us in iTunes. If you're listening in iTunes, please leave us a review and tell us what you think of the show. We'll be right back.
You gotta work
Lunell's
on that reverb.
Guest, Allie Willis.
Work on that reverb.
And leave me alone.
Go eat some more cookies.
Cookies. Please.
We'll be back in a minute, y'all.
Live from the ATL, the new king of comedy, Cat Williams, is bringing you his friends on a non-stop, uncensored DVD, Cat House Comedy Volume 1. No one is safe when Lunell, Red Glenn, and Melanie Camacho rip the mic. This all-new DVD, I have you bent over laughing all night long. For non-stop laughs, pick up Volume 1 now.
This is New York, and I'm chilling with my girl, Lunell, on the Hey Lunell Radio Show podcast. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is comedian T.K. Kirkland, a.k.a. T to the motherfucking K. And I'm getting down and dirty with the original bad girl of comedy, Lunell, on the Hey Lunell Radio Show podcast.
You're listening to the Hey Lunell Radio Show podcast, and we're back with one of the most remarkable people on the planet, Allie Willis. And now, here's Lunell.
Yes, and let me embellish on that introduction. First of all, audience, I gotta tell you, all right, how Allie and I became acquainted. It was through a mutual friend who has been a guest on the show already. You may have heard his podcast, Mr. Claude Brooks. Yes, well, Claude had the fabulous birthday party, right, that we were talking about when he was on. And Allie was at the party. And I've always just, I don't know, I have a wonderful intuition for picking out people that are going to be great and fun. And, you know, they're the different folk. And Allie was there with the wild-ass outfit on and everything, and she just struck my eye. And as the open bar took upon its life of its own, I approached Allie, and I said, I don't know who you are, but you're like one of the funnest people at this party. I just know it. And now you fast forward, and we have the podcast, and Allie is here. Now, let me tell you what pimp this is. But those of you who have ears, let them hear. You know her music. She has written songs like September for Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm just burning, doing the neutron dance for the Pointer Sisters. And Stir It Up for Patti LaBelle. And I Am in Love. Love with Jennifer Holliday.
Don't forget, did I leave an Earth, Wind, and Fire one off there?
I hope not. You got Star.
Boogie Wonderland's not on here.
But that's.
What do you mean it's not on here?
And then the Color Purple music. And she is a phenomenal walker. I just cannot wait to start asking questions. The phenomenal Allie Willis. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen.
For me.
Who knew that a woman wrote all those songs? You know what happens with, let's just jump right into Earth, Wind, and Fire for a moment, shall we? When you hear Maurice singing and you see Philip and everything, and you're all caught up in, I was at the concerts in the 70s, old Coliseum, the whole full regalia, blah, blah, blah. When you hear these songs, you're so naive to even think that the singer, the vocalist, did not write the song. And so to come and find out all these years later that you are the brain.
Well,
behind all that, I mean, I have to kiss your little fingertips.
Ooh, I like that.
I kiss your fingers.
Well, what happened was I started writing with Verdeen, who's the bass player.
I've always liked him.
Fantastic. And greatest bass player that ever lived. And nicest person that ever lived. And that was in 1978. And he kept saying, I'm going to tell my brother about you. And that, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire for me was like the Godhead group. So I never really expected anything to come of it. But literally one day, phone rang. This is Allie Willis. Yes, this is Maurice White. Would you like to write the next Earth, Wind, and Fire album with me? Didn't say, do you want to write a song? Said, do you want to write the album? And I went in the next day, and we wrote September. I mean, it was just like, boom.
Okay, we got to go back before this because, like, I'm ready to, like, give you oral sex right now. I'm like, what?
Okay. But wait, but then I wrote with him because definitely it was Maurice White, Al McKay. The three of us wrote September together. And September was actually the third of a trilogy that the two of them had started before with Sing a Song and Best of My Love, The Emotions. Yeah. Uh-huh. So it was these three happy, joyous, you know, songs.
Well, okay, listen. Okay, stop. Let's go back. Little Allie is a kid. I'm just a kid. Did you start, like, writing poems? Did you have creative writing? How in the hell did you do this? And what's the first song that you ever sold?
Okay. To this minute, I do not know how to read, write, or play music.
That's neither does Lionel Richie. And neither does Lionel. And a bunch of
could not sit down and even put
my finger
on
the... You can't write no chart. You can't do nothing.
Write a chart. I couldn't... I mean, nothing.
Kidding.
It could be in the key of Q. I have no idea. So I'm totally spontaneous.
You play by ear then.
I hear everything by ear. Uh-huh. And in the old days, you were dependent on a demo band to get it down. Uh-huh. But, you know, with electronics...
You
like I put my first studio in my house in 1981.
Uh-huh.
And literally I can go bar by bar and just plunk out the notes. I write in grease pencil on my on the keyboard so I know where the fingers go. I have one,
that's
two,
incredible.
Three, four. Can't manage more than four notes in the space of a second. So and that's how I do it to this day.
Are you
to
getting,
this day?
Bill,
to this
are you
day.
Getting all this? The formula?
It's being recorded.
Yeah, the formula.
And I also don't write, in order, and I don't, it's like anything that comes into my head.
So you don't write a song from beginning to end?
No, nor do I write
a
song.
You might write the bridge first, and then...
And not even the whole bridge. It may just be, here's an idea for a bass line, and it may sound good somewhere in a song. And then as long as I have ideas, I just record in little pieces.
So it's linear.
Yeah, well, it's as non-linear as
right.
it could be.
Right. Modular, sorry.
Do you hear songs in your head?
Yes.
Do you hear them like when you're sleeping, you wake up a month
and when I really hear them is like, you know, if someone dropped a spoon now, I would get a beat. You know what I mean? I hear it, like
you're
I could
a genius.
Actually write to the hum of the air conditioner now.
Wow.
So,
that's crazy.
So it's really just finding a way to get it down with as least people interfering as possible, because when I work with excessively trained musicians,
they're a pain in the ass.
They
a total pain.
They're a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Because you know what? They're so technical that they've lost the genius of it, I think.
And there's a limit to the things they can do because there's a right way to do things and a wrong
and
way to do things.
They got staunched up in that thing.
So these days, I really look for people who are totally freeform, who can, you know, basically jump off a cliff with no net and just see where you land, which is the beauty of the internet, that you're not dependent on going through normal conservative channels to get your work out there. So I'm finding more and more people to collaborate with.
Yeah. You can get them off YouTube.
You know.
Literally.
And my big thing is I was never really... I was only a songwriter for those first couple years where I was really... That's all I did was songwriting. It felt extremely... confining to me. I was getting over 100 songs cut a year when that Earth, Wind & Fire stuff started. Beginning in 1978,
ouch.
It was as close to welfare as you could be, like food stamps, Medi-Cal. End of 1978 had sold 10 million records, but the money is so delayed, I was still getting the food stamps.
I feel you.
Yeah. So, and then all a hit has ever meant to me is it gives me more money to dump back into creating myself.
More fuel
for
the fire.
Yeah, and music has really just been a sideline. Music hasn't been even the main.
Are you kidding? What else?
Well, the music felt very confining, and I started to paint because I didn't know the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I was starting to learn too many rules with music. Like, if it goes too far this way, it's not going to get on the radio. If it, you know, and I hated the competitiveness that everyone was competing for one spot on, you know, whatever. So the painting started almost as not a joke, but just as a release. But I started selling the paintings. And then I got kind of bored with that, and I realized what was the music was missing from the painting. So I decided to motorize the artwork, and a lot of times it was triggered
and
by
so
the kick drum.
So is that what's on your website?
A lot of that's on the website.
Allie has got the most funnest website I've ever seen in all of my days. And yeah. when I tell you fun, you can go to her website, which is...
AllieWillis.com, AlleeWillis.com.
Yeah. You can go there, and you would like sit there for like 45 minutes just playing on her website. It's like a game.
Interactive.
It's like an, yeah, awesome. It's like Nintendo.
Well, what happened was
it's the cutest shit I ever seen.
After the music and the art combined, that then got frustrating. I could really only take that to a point, and that's when someone introduced me to the internet, which was before there was even graphics on the internet. Was 1991. And I looked at this at that point kind of very static medium, and which yeah. was all text, but I thought, well, at least this could be funny, and if there are people who can be in one space from all over the world, what I do better than anything else is throw parties.
Oh, so yeah.
maybe I could redefine what music is and what art is in this new medium.
Yeah.
And have this kind of in this networked environment, so the people could actually come to a party, but that party would actually be a song or a artwork or whatever it was.
All your little records that are spinning on your website, and you just want to play them all, and you got these little stick people, and you got you. This is the cutest shit I ever seen. Okay, now listen, let me ask you some gossipy shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, those Pointer Sisters, were they a pain in the ass? I fucking don't think.
No. Now, I believe some people thought they were. I just really always had a great relationship with them. Here's the thing with me. I was always doing too many other things. So most songwriters would like to come and hang in the studio. I do not want to see my songs being destroyed, which is a lot of times what songwriters think. Want, you know, you do the demos, you hear it. Then the artists do those records, and you go, what the fuck is that? So I didn't spend the time in the studio, so I knew them more socially.
Okay.
And I always had a great relationship with them. And you, my relationships were more about would they make a good party guest. Really.
Well, you know, Allie just recently had a party, and a girlfriend of mine attended. I don't know how the hell my invitation.
Well, we had just met
the day before. Yeah, but that's because Hip Hop Harry brought, you know, Constance to the party. So, and you had like Cold 45 in the bag.
In the bag.
Very pimp, and it keeps it very cold.
Yeah, in the bag.
And fried chicken and a whole soul food layout. And then I'm getting these virtual party pictures from Coxon's, who's at the party. I'm like, God damn it. I was at the house like, what the fuck?
But that you were traveling the next day, because then we did call you from the party and say, get over here.
Get over here. Yeah, you did. You sure did. Yeah. Okay, listen. When you write this music, right? Do you have a feeling like halfway through, like this is gonna be a heater, or do you just write it and then it's like,
no?
Oh,
I get that feeling, and if I don't get that feeling, I don't continue. But of course, you know, 99 times out of 100, it's not, you know, what you think it is. But if you don't get that feeling of this is really great, what are you wasting your time for?
And so, do you you know David Foster and all?
Yes, David Foster and I came into Earth, Wind, and Fire at the same time.
Uh-huh.
So we both kind of got our real starts with that. And then I've written in the early days a lot with
you
him.
You never wrote anything for Whitney, huh?
No, never.
Yeah, consider yourself lucky.
Ouch.
I mean, whatever. But okay, and so, I'm just saying. And so now, Cyndi Lauper, did you have a good time with her? Oh, Lord. Here we go.
She hit the nerve. It's like,
now we're getting somewhere. Okay.
Now, you know what?
You know what she kills me? Cyndi Lauper has done 5 verses of the same fucking song for the last 20 years. Time after time, fast. Time after time, slow. Time after time, disco. Time after time, reggae. You know what I'm saying?
And girls
time
just want to have fun. Sped up.
So, you know, what's up with Lauper?
Can we go to another person?
Another topic.
I'll tell you at the party.
Yeah, I'll tell you at the party.
Awesome. Okay. And then how?
But I think she is tremendously gifted.
Uh huh.
Little difficult to get along
in
with,
in a really
gifted,
weird way.
Yeah.
Because you know, there's only gonna be one Cyndi Lauper. Because you wouldn't call her a singer, yeah, per se.
She does actually have one of the best voices of anyone I ever worked with. Yeah, she really is. But
including Patti?
Well, Patti LaBelle, she discovered me, so I have to really bow
to Patti.
Her. Yeah.
What's the story?
The very first record I ever got cut was by Bonnie Raitt.
Okay.
And that was in 1974. And she was one of the three people that bought my album when it came out. I had one album. And I really, though, had decided at that point I'd rather be a songwriter, like the artist thing. I'd never been on stage before.
I was going to ask you, do you sing?
Now, yeah. And I always sing backgrounds on my records. And I started out wanting to be a singer, but then backed off of that.
I always wanted to sing backgrounds for Luther.
I've done that, but yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he was in my very first show business clique. Like, he sang my earliest demos, and we came out of the same.
Okay, how many sisters and brothers do you have?
A sister and a brother, older.
And what do they do?
My sister was a teacher, basically. Not a teacher, a... not quite a social worker, but working with kids in
like a counselor?
Schools. Yeah. And my brother was a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
He's in Detroit. She's in Omaha.
So, did your parents support what you were doing, or did you have to flop a fucking check in front of them?
Absolutely.
Now take that.
Absolutely. So not. I can't even tell.
So not.
My father. My mom passed away when I was young.
Okay.
My father was completely appalled at all. He was appalled at the way I looked. Now figure this out. His best friend was black, but he was such a bigot. It was staggering.
It's always one like that.
And he literally pushed me in the direction, that I went in because he just had no tolerance. Like, I always played black
music.
And
then look what happened. And now your whole house is filled with black, art.
Oh, yeah.
Art stuff.
And one time...
you like black people.
Oh, I love black
people. We love you.
I love
anybody that wrote September.
But he got very upset every time I had a record out, and then it was a black artist.
I love it.
And then I had one song that was actually a big hit called Lead Me On. It was by Maxine Nightingale.
Oh, my God.
And that name sounded white to him.
He was happy.
She was going to be on American Bandstand. And I said, okay, watch American Bandstand, blah, blah, blah.
She's singing my song.
The only thing I ever got from him, and that song went to like number two or something, he saw American Bandstand, and the message I got from him was, Christ, another one? It's like, he just,
They have names from people like you back in the day.
I mean,
NL.
I used to write with James Brown, and he was at my house, and I said, I want you to talk to my father. and then my father completely, because I was on the other line, was like a little pussy with him on the phone. And then after, I go, you better not be dating him. You better not be dating
you wanted to date James Brown.
I wanted to screw James Brown. He looked like he could wear a pussy out.
Let me tell you something. Unbelievable.
Shit.
Yeah.
All that. I'm just saying. So, it must be. How do you feel? Do you still get any kind of weird thing when you're driving down the street? You hear one of your songs on the radio?
Yeah. It's exciting. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Some of them, like September, because that song is like so ubiquitous, it takes me halfway through the song to remember it's my song.
Oh, because you're just digging it.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm in a room or I'm in a car next to someone, that thing comes on, everyone starts moving.
Everybody.
Always.
It's a hit.
Yeah.
I'm
happy about that.
We miss Maurice. I'm going to tell you about this Earth, Wind, and Fire that's trying to tour right now.
I know.
I hope Philip Bailey, I hope you're listening. Okay, first of all, you done got old and fat like the rest of us, and you can't hit them notes like you used to. We miss Maurice White, and I don't need no bitches on stage with my Earth, Wind, and Fire. I like all the guys. That's just like when the Isley Brothers got down to two damn Isleys. They didn't want to throw some bitches on stage. It's not the Isley Brothers and family. It's not Sister Sled. I get the bitches off. Just do your thing. Whatever.
What? I think Maurice White is, people that...
Why is he? Is he ill? What is it?
He is, and he's... But a million times
record,
better. A million
but
times
he won't
better.
Tour.
He can't. The voice, he doesn't have the strength, you know? He, to me, has, like, the greatest soul voice that ever existed.
Do you know that I can play a, you know, would you mind?
Oh, yeah.
If I touch
it. That was the B-side of September.
Times in a row.
Yeah.
I put it on repeat, and I just play it over yeah. and over Skip and over.
Skip Scarborough wrote that.
Oh, that's yeah. awesome. Well, killer. We're not talking about Skip. We're talking about right. you. Jack, did you want to ask Allie anything? Because I could go on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
Lord knows that.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I have a question. And the theme from Friends, that's yours as yes. well, too. Now, who okay. did you write that with, and how did that happen?
That, well...
I do want to give you oral. I've decided. Friends thing. The theme...
Get a room.
I mean, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I know. It keeps coming.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah. And I don't even watch the goddamn show.
Get a room.
What happened with that was... I was trying to get out of my music publishing deal. I always had publishing deals because it was those advances that supported me having to buy equipment and doing whatever I needed to kind of reinvent myself all the time. But I was at a point where I was so interested in nonlinear networked environments, i.e. the internet. This is now 93, 94. That my publishing deals, they started giving me quotas. Like, you have to write 140 songs a year.
Oh, I hate that pressure.
And I used to write hundreds of songs a year. I used to get over 100 songs cut a year. But my interest had completely shifted. And I wasn't interested, and the songs all sounded like dumb to me. Like, how many times can I say I love you in a song? You know, I've said it 3,000 times.
I don't even like love songs.
I don't, yeah, well.
I'm not in love.
Well.
It's overrated.
Well. That's a whole, that's a separate show. That's
a sex.
I'm just a one night stand.
So I was trying to get out of my publishing deal, and every time I thought I was out, they said, well, you owe us a quarter of a song.
Five songs.
Yeah. So it finally got down to I owed them a seventh of a song. Don't ask how I owe a seventh of a song.
Awesome. So petty.
A lot of times, Jesus. Though, you may write with one other person, but if they're in a group, eight names may show up on the label. You know, you don't. So
does that
that's,
count for a quarter of a song or
happened.
Something?
Yeah.
Really? That's crazy.
So they said, there's this TV show that's coming on the air in 3 weeks. They didn't want a theme song. Now they decided they want a theme song. You write this song, you're out. So a lot of the music had been written already by Michael Skloff, who's my co-writer on it, and he was married to one of the producers of the show. So one of the other producers was Kevin Bright, and Kevin had kind of been a mentor of mine as I tried to branch out into directing and all these other things. So he knew me. He said to my publisher, that's great, let her write it. I thought it was the single whitest song I ever wrote.
I'm sure of it.
It's hella white.
I'm sure of it.
But
it
awesome.
Made me miserable as I was writing it. However, when I then saw the show, I was never more grateful for a song
in my life.
And it got me out of my publishing deal. And it was perceived because that song was so huge. It was the number one airplay record in 1994.
Are you kidding me?
But it was perceived that, oh, now she's going on to other areas, leaving at the height, when in fact I was just like scraping along, and it was a fluke.
Yeah,
I know about a fluke,
honey. Boy,
yeah,
that
yeah.
was a fluke.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't cringe yeah. on Slauson, girl. I yeah. don't know about no Kazakhstani, nothing. The next thing you know, yeah, I'd like to cash this check for $163,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, so, amazing.
Okay, well, listen, now, when it comes to The Color Purple,
yeah.
Now, did you write the music for the movie?
No.
You wrote the music for the play.
The music and lyrics, myself, Brenda Russell,
yeah.
and Stephen Bray. I was very friendly with the guy that bought the rights for...
And did y'all write everything? I've seen the play like 3 times.
Yeah, yeah. We wrote everything with Marsha Norman, who's the book writer, but basically the four of us would... sit together, you discuss the story, you discuss the structure,
you
change it every day.
You get a big sack of heroin and some Quaaludes. Bill being a songwriter, this guy here, my manager and friend Bill, he's like a machine. Like he can, like, you say, okay, listen, so We want to sell Dodge Ram trucks.
And he's got it.
Dodge driving fuckers across the United States. We want everybody to hear some shit that makes them want to go out and buy a Dodge truck. Go! And Bill can come up in this motherfucker, and the next thing you know, you're like, God damn, if that doesn't remind me of a fucking rapper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can crank him out, yeah. You know?
Well, that's
now, I don't know how you guys do it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people can't do that. I mean, just because you're a songwriter doesn't really mean you can do that. A lot of songwriters...
Some people have a whole thing
and they got their style and they can't break.
Like a machine. It's a different
muscle.
Yeah. You're a machine.
I'm
like
a
that.
Machine.
You're a wave machine.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
a machine.
I'm a machine, but I'm also... absolutely steadfast in maintaining my artistic integrity.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you're not falling for the corporate.
I never. I think it's a miracle I ever had a hit. I don't fall. I never could tell you the name of a record company president who was looking for what. I was as apolitical as could be.
I love it. You're nonconformist, and that's the way we roll.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's the way to be in this era.
Well, I think nonconformists stick out. Everybody else would be a cookie cutter, you know. I mean, how many fucking, Paris Hiltons can there be?
Yeah.
Like
well,
a billion.
Zero at this point.
But how many Allie Willis's really? And Lunell's can there be?
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's in many respects, it's a harder row to hoe.
It sure is. Hoe being the key word.
But it's the only way to go.
It is the only way to go.
And eventually, if what you do is really the shit, it pays off.
It does.
But it takes
hang.
Guts and balls.
It sure do,
you know.
Girl. I'm sitting on my blue balls right now. Do you travel much?
I hate traveling. I did have to travel a lot with Color Purple over like a 5-year period.
I would imagine.
But I am someone who, if I don't leave the Valley, I'm more than happy. I love car trips because I love thrift
road
shops
trips,
and
yeah,
I love
you like
you
to
know,
stop and fuck around.
Yeah, but you know the whole thing of traveling and then you get somewhere and you don't have everything you need.
Oh,
and
honey,
you know
I just went to Bermuda and was there for 3 days and 2 of the days I had no clothes. Thank you, American Airlines. Thank you.
Wow,
very much.
They lost it.
Yeah, but they found it. I had all my swag with me, honey. I had all my jewelry and I had my pills and shit with me. Don't trip. Listen, do you know Prince?
The only time I ever was in the same room as Prince was when the I Am, which was the Earth, Wind, and Fire album, I wrote everything but two things on, was ready. They called me up to the office and they said, you know, there's this kid, we're really interested in him, he really wants to hear the record, do you mind if he sits in the room with you? And he had on little red short hot pants.
That's
and a
my
little,
baby.
Little see-through t-shirt, uh-huh. And did not move during the playing of this uh-huh. record. And for me, it was like so emotional. I knew uh-huh. my life was going to change from this record. And who is this freak sitting here, you know, with this like stone face? And it ended up. I mean, he went insane for the album, uh-huh. but the entire time I was distracted that I had to sit there for like 40 minutes with him.
Hilarious.
But then in the end, it was like, oh my God, what history.
I just wanted to know if you could give him my phone number, but that's okay.
Yeah, no, but I will say absolutely probably my favorite artist.
Well, you know, he really cracked that I'm going to sell my shit without the record company mm-hmm. thing. You know, he was like the granddaddy of that.
Absolutely.
And he getting ready to put out, I heard, 3 albums this year, all on the net.
Yeah.
Like that. Is
definitely,
that bananas?
Definitely.
Allie, girl, honey, baby, sweetie pie, punky, snooker. I just I can talk to you all day.
Well, I'm ready to come back.
Please come back.
And I want to come to the house.
Yes, no question.
I want to hang out. Can we want to come?
No, we'll
hang
make
out.
The date before I leave.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Allie Willis. Oh, every time
you come, thank you.
That's right. In the house. Take it out, Jack.
You're listening to the Hey Lunell Radio Show podcast.
So
if
crazy.
You're listening on the website, be sure to click the subscribe button
subscribe.
Subscribe
my
to the show in iTunes.
Prescribe or subscribe?
Thanks for
subscribe and
fucking
subscribe.
Me up.
I like it like that.
My name is Yo-Yo. I'm not a hoe, no. I like to flow so swift. It's got to be a gift. Hey, it's your girl Yo-Yo, and you're listening to the Hey Lunell Radio Show podcast. We'll be right back. Chicka-chicka-chicka, right back. Put your hands up, right back. Lunell, say right back. And out the window, throw it right back.
This is Anna Maria Horsford, and you're listening to the Hey Lunell Radio Show podcast. We'll be right back.
Live from the ATL, the new king of comedy, Cat Williams, is bringing you his friends on a non-stop, uncensored DVD, Cat House Comedy Volume 1. No one is safe when Lunell, Red Clan, and Melanie Camacho rip the mic. This all-new DVD, I have you bent over laughing all night long. For non-stop laughs, pick up Volume 1 now.
You're listening to the Hey Lunell Radio Show podcast. And now here she is, everybody's girl, Lunell.
That is so pimp.
Thank you.
You did that too, right, Bill?
You know.
I don't like it.
But the olives.
I don't like it.
All good thing it's not your show.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, I guess we can play some Romper Room music when you get your show.
Thank you.
I got some for Jack too.
I like Miss Jean.
Some little twinkle shit.
Here, wait, I got some for Jack. Hold on.
Okay, play something for Jack that we would play if Jack had his own show.
Yeah, okay.
Bill's a musical. Musical genius, you guys out there in Podland.
This is for Jack right here. It's a little dopey music. Now that's kind of cool.
Yeah, but I could make it so.
There you go, Jack. This is just
talking on it.
I like that too.
Does that mean yak yak?
Hey, shit, fuck.
What about that Allie Willis, y'all?
Oh man,
I can't even talk.
Speechless.
I think I have a girl crush on her.
Just a little bit.
I think I'm like, you know, what? Just so. I mean, for real.
Non-sexual.
I mean, you know, non-sexual.
Oh.
But I mean, like, you know, she just has blown my mind because. I don't know.
You mean like eating
you
at
never,
the Y?
You never, no, you know what, Jack? No, not like that at all.
You mean like ew. Canyon yodeling?
Oh, my Lord.
Ouch.
Tell me that's not what you mean.
That's not what I mean at all.
I asked you to tell me that. Okay.
All right, buddy. No, I'm talking about, I'm just awestruck that she, you know, she's like, I don't know, how do you think up these songs?
She's incredible.
And then they're hits, you know. Bang, 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 just slammers. And she did the theme from Friends, for God's sake. Fucking bitches making millions of dollars every day.
How do you do Friends and September? Like a
how do you do
black
Friends, September,
classic
and
a white classic?
And then score the play, The Color Purple.
I'm just saying.
The
Color Purple. Box,
artists,
you know?
Are extreme.
She's got it. I'm going to go in. I need some of her mojo.
A little bit, don't we all?
But yeah, you need it. I'm not writing those songs. Well, what I'm
so
doing
nice
is,
too.
And she's so, she's nice in a real Brooklyn kind of way.
Yeah,
really.
She's, you know, she's like, ah, God damn it, I didn't.
She's civilized, but she's street savvy.
There you go.
It's tart yet sweet.
Yes, quite.
It's like a fine wine.
Demure.
Yeah.
And shit.
Like me, demure and shit.
So especially the shit.
Which brings me to my next fucking segment, right? And this segment, people have the noive,
to want
to ask
people.
Me advice. And you know what? I'm here for you, peeps.
That's right.
If you got some kind of question out there on your mind, usually they like to talk to me about romantic stuff. I don't know why, because I have no romantic life of my own. You have those who can't do teach, right? Right. So.
There you go.
People tend to send in questions and ask me.
For some reason.
I'm not qualified to be giving out no advice other than just girlfriend opinion advice. So that's, think of me as your home chick, your girlfriend.
You ain't no doctor.
The one that keeps it real with you, not your little shabby girlfriend that goes like, oh no, those pants don't make your butt look fat.
She'll let you
I'm not that
liars.
One. I'm like, girl, if you don't take that shit off right now, I don't know who told you. No, honey, that's not no girl. No.
Everybody needs that.
I'm the one who's keeping it real for you. Like Jack said, I ain't no doctor.
You ain't no doctor.
But I'm keeping it real. So
that's right, peanut butter cookie.
That's right, chump. Chump. That's jive turkey.
I haven't heard that in
I know, right? I'll pull
30
them out.
Years.
I'll pull them out on you.
Okay.
All right, well, this is the segment that they like to call Ask Lunell. So let's see who's out there. That's a question for moi. That relaxes me, you know.
Awesome. Hey, Lunell. I finally met the girl of my dreams. She's everything I've ever asked for in a girl, and I'm the happiest man you'll ever meet because of having her in my life. I was planning on proposing to her next month on our first trip to Europe until I found out that we may be related by blood. I'm so stuck. Help me, Lunell. Jeremy from Seattle.
Oh, Seattle. Well, no wonder. They're all inbred out there anyway.
I've heard that about you that place, yeah.
I mean, I don't know that it matters much. I fucked a cousin before. It didn't kill me.
That's because you didn't have
I mean, have you already got the trip planned? I need more details.
Yeah, but you guys had a... Well, you seem intrigued now.
No,
dirty.
Just saying... From her standpoint, cousin or not, let's go to Europe and get it on.
There you go.
You know, that's what the Europeans do anyway. When in Europe, okay, if you think she's your cousin, don't fuck her till you get to Europe. Then, you know.
I'm gonna fuck my sister. Welcome to Evil Italy. It's not okay in America.
I'm just saying, you know.
Italy?
There's cousins, but Jack, for real, there's cousins and then there's cousins, right? So it's like the cousin that you see at the dinner table at Thanksgiving every year, not so much. But maybe if it's cousin that I, you know, never even met, then how, you know, who's going to know? How would you know? And unless you plan on having kids, what difference does it make? You know, you're not going to get a Rain Man from just dating. What?
It's a bigger turn on.
It's really a kind of hot. So I say keep it pushing. Find out what your genetic distance is.
No, pretend you don't know.
Find out what your genetic distance is. Don't let her know. Does she think that you're cut? I need details.
More details.
Yeah,
I feel like I should
that.
Go on the trip to Europe and accompany you.
Maybe he'll come back with a rebuttal question.
So that I can tell. Because I can take one look and tell.
Sure.
Just like I know who all the black people are. Black people know who black people are.
That's right. We're all related.
Yeah,
we're
we all
brothers.
Know who we are. Really? All are. Yeah.
We're all brothers.
Where are you going with that?
We all know who we all are.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's some black people that don't, you may not know they're black, but I know.
Dick Cheney's part black.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they used to say dinosaur. They used to say dinosaurs have part black, right?
Right.
And they used to say
what's her name? Carol
Carol Channing.
Carol Channing.
Part black.
Them big old lips. She was obviously.
And you have
black.
Some Sicilian in you too, right?
I'd love a Sicilian in me. Do you know what?
That would mean you are part eggplant. Because they are direct descendants of eggplants.
Jack.
It's true.
Jack, have a cookie.
And they're going to go kick it in Italy.
Have some ginseng. Lay off the Red Bull.
What do you do with that?
I may
you
have
don't
to
do
edit
with
that out.
Eggplant, yeah. That one didn't fly, Jack. Nice try, though. Leave the jokes to the professionals.
Yeah, well,
just read
where
the copy.
Are they?
Just read the copy.
I'm looking still.
Copycat. Oh, well, enough of that. Okay, so in essence...
That was good advice.
In
you
essence,
need more
just,
on the question.
You know, yeah, just go on the trip. Have fun. Forget
that's
about
what
it.
I think so.
Forget about it.
I think so.
Oh, God, I'm exhausted again.
Well, if you got a problem that you can't seem to work out on your own, just ask Lunell.
Yeah,
send
ask
your
me.
Questions to questions@heylunell.com. We'd love to hear from you.
That's Luenell.
That's right. Even if they spell it wrong, it'll still get to you.
It will?
Well, kind of.
Well, I've been cashing all them checks that got my name spelled wrong, so I guess it'll work any old kind of way.
That'll
and
work.
You may even get a consolation prize if you read your question on the air.
Big ups to Allie Willis
what
for coming by.
What would
the prize be? The prize might be a DVD or it might not.
What kind of DVD?
I'm not saying this time. It's a secret.
Oh.
I'm flipping it a little bit.
But it's
see,
something that you're in.
Yeah.
No doubt. Yeah,
and it's not a Sicilian.
It could not be.
It's not a Sicilian.
Oh, then it's not in you.
Thank you, Allie, for coming by. Next week, we got Anna Maria Horsford.
Oh, amen. That's
star,
right.
TV star.
And she's my home chick, too.
Absolutely.
She's my home girl.
Absolutely.
So, you guys, I love y'all out there. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. We'll see y'all next week.
Yeah, I hope
bye.
So.
Go ahead, Jack.
If the creek don't rise.
You've been listening to the Hey Lunell Radio Show podcast. Shut the fuck up. If you're
look
listening
how he's
on our
this
website,
thing.
Be sure to click the subscribe
like
button.
Like the guy
to
I'm
subscribe.
Laughing.
To the show on iTunes.
Yeah,
fuck you.
Yeah.
If you're listening on iTunes, please write us a review and tell us what you think of the
show. You
gotta
do something about that Tourette.
Extended episodes of the show are available at heylunell.com.
Yeah.
Suck it. We'll see you next week. Fuck you.
Eat me.